counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. Welcome back for another week of Countdowns. I'm Anthony Enman, and I'm joined back in studio by Brian Cleveland, the infamous creature who was across... We made up so many stories over the last 2 weeks of what you were doing, where you were. I had you camelbacking in Peru, backpacking Europe. It was all kinds of stuff.
These are all true things.
And then you wound up in Toronto. I don't know how it happened.
I already had to speak to Wayne about threatening to take over the radio show. I already had to speak to him. I told him I heard part of that radio show in the airport.
I told him he wasn't allowed to say that, just for the record.
I haven't heard last week's show yet, but I'm going to listen. And next week, I'll know what you guys said.
Well, we said you were a lot of places that you really weren't. And then we told everybody. I think at the very end, we told everyone you were in Toronto hanging out with Rob Ford. So
then he stood me up.
he didn't even show up. That's because he's missing. I have read that in the news now. He's missing. He went to the U.S., was trying to get into the U.S., and now he's gone. There's your current affairs for this show. It's the Earshot 20, and we're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You don't know what that is? Well, Brian's going to let you know what it is and what you'll find if you head on over that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. Lots of new stuff on there right now, actually, in the last week or so. You can read an interview with Chad Van Galen. You can read an interview with Spring and Tough Age. Lots of stuff going on. So go check that out.
Lots of good stuff. And you can get in contact with us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to touch base. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we'd like to do that for you in the form of a feature. And that will include an interview. Plus, we'll spin some stuff from your latest release. So please get in touch with us. This program is jam-packed with all kinds of goodies. We've got the countdown. We have our conversation with Stephen Karlik in both hours of the program. Talk about what's happening in the entertainment world. We also have an interview coming up very, very shortly with Justin of the band Walrus. And I do not know why, but during my interview with him, I could not say that word.
What did you say?
Walrus. I could not say what, so I'm like trying to do the Facebook. I think I had to do two takes of like Facebook is facebook.com walrus is the it's walrus anyway. I think I left a little bit of it in just so you could see just how foolish it was. And of course, in the second hour of the program, Brian will have the lowdown and we'll take a look at what's entering the charts as well, but we can't do it until we kick things off. And so Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20 this week.
At number 20, falling from 13 the week before, it is Afghan Whigs. Their latest is called Due to the Beast, and you're going to hear a track called These Sticks.
Starts coming round again.
It's Earshot 20. It's no surprise our next group is on the charts as they've received a lot of acclaim for their newest EP, Glam Returns. We caught up with Justin from the band to find out what the recording process was like for the album.
So basically, we toured the songs a ton, got them really tight, and then recorded them really, really quickly. But then we sat in them for a long time, which is kind of, we're going to try to do it a different way for the upcoming release. You know, we're happy with the results, but it's nice to not sit on the songs for so long, because by the time we put them out, you know, we weren't even playing them live anymore and stuff, so it was just kind of a relief to get them out.
And you guys have released several EPs prior to this and splits as well. Have you seen an evolution in your music?
Yeah, well, when we first started, it was just myself and my brother, our drummer. And basically, I would record all the songs, and then he would, I would bring all the finished tracks to him, and then he would put drums on after the fact, and it was really lo-fi kind of apartment vibe. But now we're this five-piece band, and I know our qualities of recordings have really risen over the past year or two. So now it's not like, let's record something, just put it out. It's like we're more focused on being happy with the material and having it sound a certain way, trying to make our own sound as a band.
And you're working on your debut LP. Tell us a bit about that project.
Yeah, we started working on this album. It's probably 9 or 10 songs, big full length. And we're going to work with Charles Austin again, like we did for Glam Returns. He's such a fun guy to work with. And we're going to take our time in the recording, more so than we did with Glam Returns. Like I had said, we basically went in a couple weeks and just recorded all the songs and then just sat on them for a long time. But instead, this time, we're going to, you know, periodically record them, come back to them, listen, make sure everything's exactly as we want, because you only get, you know, one first full-length LP, so we want to make sure it's exactly the way we want to do it.
Keep it locked. We've got Justin on the other side of this, holding still at number 19 this week. Here is Walrus and a track from Glam Returns on the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
That was Banger from Walrus's newest EP, Glam Returns. Justin from the band still hanging out with us. And you guys have been busy with touring, releasing music, and have a busy summer ahead of you as well. Will there be, for fans of your music, will there be a little bit of a teaser from your LP on this tour that you're doing now?
I think so. We're not going to try to rush to get anything out for this coming tour, because I know we're going away at the end of the month to do Critical Grass Fest in London and some other shows across Quebec and Ontario. But we are releasing a compilation tape on the record label Poncho Records that I run as well. So we will have a new track that we'll be playing live, and we will have tapes for sale with a ton of great bands, like 19 different bands on it, I think. And it's a really phenomenal release. But in September, we're going to hit the road again and go all the way across the map. So by that time, this should be a new release for people.
And do you have a favorite venue or festival that you just love to play when you're out on the road?
We really like playing London. Like, we have a lot of good friends in London, and we've never played Grickle Grass Fest this year, or we are playing it this year. We never played it before, so that'll be a really fun experience to see all of our friends. And the venues just seem extremely cool. It takes place in this children's museum, and I think we're playing in the room with all the giant dinosaurs, so that'll be quite the experience.
That sounds awesome, and we wish you the best of luck with this and your upcoming LP, and we thank you very much for dropping us a line.
Thanks for having me.
You can find Walrus online at facebook.com/walrus. That is WAWALRUS. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with that. And their music at walrustheband.bandcamp.com. Keep your radio locked here as we continue the countdown. In at number 18 is Weaves on the Earshot 20.
Time that we were me, and what it really.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was at number 18, dance for number 15, Weaves, their self-titled EP, and a track called Do You See Past. Also in between a couple of spots, chatting with the band, you heard Banger by Walrus. They're at number 19, sitting still this week, and their latest EP on Out of Sound Records is called Glam Returns. At number 20, starting off the program, dance for number 13 was Afghan Wigs, Due to the Beast, and a track called These Sticks.
It was great to catch up with Justin from Walrus, and thank him very much for joining us on the program. And lots going on with that band, so you're going to want to stay tuned and look forward to that LP release that they're working on and they'll be putting out, and I'm sure we'll be hearing it on this very program.
And go see them, because they're all over the country.
All over. You can check them out online. They've got a couple places where you can get their information. Facebook is a good place, and it is facebook.com/WaWalrus. Ah, killed me. Killed me the whole time. I was like, I said, I'm really sorry. I do not know why I can't get this out. And he's like, I have trouble with it sometimes too. So it was good. All right, we're going to keep the countdown going. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll also have Stephen Karlick. He's going to let us know what's happening in the world of entertainment. But first, number 17.
Here is More Than Amazing by Language Arts at number 17, down from number 12. Their latest is called Wonderkind. And following that, number 16, down from 10, the latest French language EP from White Horse is called Ephemere Sans Repair. And you're going to hear a track called Brise.
I do have to say this before we cut to this to the next song. We were pretty good last week because Kim and I came to that album and the artist, and we were like, oh my God. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this because songs are in French and the album title, but pretty close. You've got good pronunciation, but we were pretty close when we did it.
I'm proud of you. I thought about this afternoon, and actually when I was doing some of the prep work for the radio show, and I saw that White Horse was still on the charts, and I thought, oh, I wonder how they fared last week.
Yeah, we
a couple of strong Anglophones with little to no French.
Yeah, we pushed through it.
Very proud of you.
It was good. Here's number 17, Language Arts. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Sparkles being poured all over me. Earshot 20. Number 16.
Un jour le cœur dégelé, seul amer et abandonné, c'est alors que je vais te manquer, là tu vas le regretter. Alors pleure encore si tu veux, allez cours à ta défaite, mais faut être capable d'aimer pour voir un cœur brisé. Prendre tous tes albums,
tu prends les plis.
J'ai vraiment Born to Run. Car si la musique s'arrête et tu chantes toujours tes mots, chérie, si je t'entends encore, ce sera trop tôt. Un jour le cœur dégelé, la mer est abandonnée, c'est alors que je vais te manquer, là tu vas le regretter. Alors pleure encore si tu veux, allez cours à ta défaite, mais faut être capable d'aimer pour avoir un cœur brisé.
That was White Horse with a track from Ephemère Songs Repair, their new EP, French language EP, and we're 16 down from number 10, a track called Brise. And before that, by Language Arts, you heard More Than Amazing. They're number 17, down from 12 with Wonderkind.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Taking a break from that now and heading to the phones to chat with our friend from Exclaim Magazine. It's Stephen Karlick. And he's got our entertainment news. As always, Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I guess we'll kick things off with a little bit of news about the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, some controversy from the Flaming Lips camp. So a few months ago, Flaming Lips drummer of 12 years, Cliff Scurlock, left the band, and I guess it wasn't a big deal. Not a lot was made of it. But it's emerged now that what ended up happening is actually kind of a big deal. Gawker reported that the controversy happened when Christina Fallon, who is the singer of a band called Pink Pony, who is also the daughter of Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, and as Flaming Lips fans will recall, Flaming Lips are indeed from Oklahoma and have close ties to their home state. So Christina Fallon posted an Instagram photo of herself wearing a First Nations headdress, which anyone with an iota of human empathy will know is sort of a no-no. It's cultural appropriation at its worst. There are parts of First Nations traditions that are sacred and are off-limits for people not of that lineage. Anyway, Christina Fallon was wearing a First Nations headdress, and drummer Cliff Scurlock spoke out about it, said he was uncomfortable with it, was against it, which is sort of inarguably righteous. That, of course, rubbed Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, the girl's mother, the wrong way, and Flaming Lips head man Wayne Coyne kicked him out of the band for it.
Well, that's... Wow. That's not really cool.
And it's not something you'd expect from... I mean, Wayne Coyne has always had sort of a peace and love and sort of spirit of brotherhood to his... to his politics, so it is a weird thing. And so Christina Fallon has drawn further criticism recently for allegedly imitating a First Nations war dance during a festival performance. And this is, of course, further aggravating Cliff Scurlock, who issued a lengthy statement detailing his firing. And it's all gotten pretty out of hand.
Wow. Well, you can check that out on the Exclaim website and check out that story. Pretty crazy stuff. We'll move on, and we're going to talk about Shabazz Palaces, who have detailed a new LP.
Yes, Shabazz Palaces has a second album coming out. Shabazz Palaces is, of course, the project of Ishmael Butler, formerly of the rap group, the jazz rap group Digital Planets. His last album, or first album, came out in 2011 on Sub Pop. It was called Black Up, and it really drew a lot of critical acclaim. It was very interesting, sort of avant-garde hip-hop, really for both the heads and for appreciators of avant hip-hop culture. Very cool album. He has a new one coming out. It's coming out July 29th. It's called Lee's Majesty, and a first single has come out now called They Come in Gold. A track list has come out, which includes 7 suites, each suite including what looks to be between 2 and 4 songs. So it's all cut up. It seems to be sort of almost like situated like an opera. And Shabazz Palaces shared a lengthy statement saying that while it's very poetic and long, here in Bumps and Soars, Lee's Majesty, the new sonic action of Shabazz Palaces. You can read the whole thing online. But it sounds like a really interesting album, and the first single is interesting. So definitely one to look for, especially if you're a fan of out there hip-hop.
Pretty cool idea for the suites. And also, I'm wondering if they have an affinity to colors, because first album, Black Up, and now involving gold. So maybe their next... Maybe the next one will be getting down with red or something.
There you go.
I don't know.
Really cool album coming out. The band is, of course, from Seattle, Washington, and they will be joined by members of The Satisfaction, the sort of funk soul group.
Okay, well, we'll take a break, and we'll come back in the second hour of the program. Of course, catch back up with you and find out a little bit more that's happening in the world of music and entertainment. And first, get back into the charts, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Up next, you're going to hear from Bend Sinister. They re-enter the program at number 15, believe it or not, all the way up from falling off the charts back into number 15 is Animals, their latest, and you're going to hear a track called You Remind Me.
It's the top of the morning and I go downtown to cafe on the corner where I know you'll be around, and I wait for the moment that I could work up the courage to say hello. But it's hard to find the words that I like to say. But I know that once I start, it'll be okay. I just gotta find the right introduction. Maybe I could say, at the end of a restless day, yeah, oh, remind me of a girl. Song I heard one night while listening.
Number 14.
The Earshot 20.
That was One Life to Live by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. Inner Fire sits still at number 14 this week. And before that, re-entering the program at number 15 was Bend Sinister, Animals, and a track, You Remind Me.
It's quite a jump back into the charts, too. Big move for him.
You thought they disappeared, but came out of nowhere.
They came back. It's Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're counting down the top 20 albums that chart across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check out that site if you haven't already. And only a couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we complete the top 10, or the first 10, not the top 10. The top 10 come next. But we won't prolong that any longer. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
A lot of debuts below the top 20 this week that we'll talk about later in the program. No debuts on the charts in the top 20, but lots of debuts in the program this week. that have been on the charts, but for the first time on the program. And up from number 22 to number 13 is the new album by Y-Oak called Shriek, and here's a track called Schools of Eyes.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Thank you. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Oh Great by Candle. Rounding out the first hour of the program, sitting still at number 11 is her album In Flames. At number 12, down from number 9, was The War on Drugs from the record Lost in the Dream. That was a track called Suffering. And starting off that set was Schools of Eyes by Y-Oak. Their latest Shriek is at number 13, up from 22.
And there's the first 10. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and a little bit about this program. We are broadcast and record live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. You can also find us online at radioforall.net if you'd like to download the program, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. Stick around in the next hour of the program, the top 10. Stephen Karlik joins us again. Brian's got your lowdown and much more. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.